Illumination. Hearing. I have the illumination, the wonder, the magic of hearing. How good do I hear? How well do I hear? How competently do I hear? How completely do I hear? Do I strain myself to hear, or do I hear easily, smoothly, and beautifully? Are my ears always attuned to the magic of life? Are my ears always attuned to the good things in life? Are my ears always attuned to the harmony, the happiness, and the joy of life? What are my ears attuned to? What do I tune my ears to? It's my choice. I attune my ears to listening to the beauty of life and peace and joy and happiness and every good thing. I attune my ears to listening to things that make me happy, things that make me joyous, things that make me feel that, wow, life is just so all of our lives, we have trained ourselves to tune in on hearing what we want to hear. We have always trained ourselves to listen to the birds singing in the tree. We could be walking along and not hear the birds in the tree at all, and then all of a sudden we realize there are birds in the tree, let's listen to them, and we turn our attention to them, and we hear the birds in the tree. We are walking along a busy street talking with friends. We are engaged in a conversation that is vital and dynamic and alive, and we have so much happiness expressing in the conversation we have. We are unaware of the crowds of people walking around us, of the traffic and the traffic lights and the signals in the cars and the horns that beep occasionally. We are totally unaware of them, and yet they are as dramatically, dynamically, powerfully present as anything could ever be. And we have not turned our attention to the noise. We've turned our attention to listening to our talking one with the other. And while we're listening, talking with one another, in our ear we have an earbud, and we're listening to some music. And this music, we think to ourselves, my goodness, that's beautiful. And we're still listening to our friend and talking to our friend and sharing to our friend and speaking in the proper volume so that our friend can hear us totally well and beautifully. And we're happy. And then we go into a store, and we're in a store and we're talking to the clerk. And around us are mulling many, many people, all doing their shopping, all asking questions of the different clerks and checking on what items they're interested in. And we are not disturbed by them whatsoever. We are one-pointed, one-minded in what we're doing. We are interested in the items that we're interested in, and our attention is on them 100%. And then we turn to a floor walker, and we say, where is the batteries? Where are the batteries? Where is this or where is that? And he is perhaps across the aisle with people walking back and forth, and he speaks in a normal modulated voice, and he says, down there on aisle 4 on the left as you go on down the aisle. You go right down the aisle, but it's on the left side. Oh, thank you very much. We say in a voice that's no louder than what we would speak to a neighbor standing next to us. And the floor walker knows exactly what we've said. He hears us plainly. We hear him plainly. We hear what we want to hear in life. We go through life on all of the experiences that we have, and we hear what we want to hear. And we have learned how to turn off hearing and how to turn on hearing. And oftentimes we turn off hearing when we think we don't really want to hear what's being said. When a conversation is not including us, we turn off our attention and we go into our own inner listening. We go into our own inner life. And the person says, hey, what do you think of this? And you lift up your head and say, oh, are you speaking to me? Yeah, we're discussing where we should go this afternoon, and we want to get your input. Oh, well, okay. So then you hear. Now, you didn't hear before because you didn't want to get involved in making a decision. You sort of turned yourself off and turned yourself out. We do that so often in our life that we sometimes fail to turn on our hearing when we say we'd like to have it on. My Uncle Bill, we often talked about him, and this was years ago, back in the 40s, and he got a hearing aid. And his hearing aid was a bulky thing, but he had it. And it was sort of uncomfortable for him, so he turned it off when he wasn't listening to somebody. And when he was listening to somebody, he turned it on. And sometimes he'd turn it on when we thought he wasn't listening, and we were talking about him. And he had a smile on his face because he knew we were talking about him, and he knew we didn't really know for sure whether he was hearing us or not. When we can go through our world being master of our hearing all the time, and everything else too, and as we're master of our hearing, we choose to turn it on. We choose to always listen to that which is beautiful and good. That's all we have to say. I choose to always listen to that which is beautiful and good, and that's what I'll hear. All the negative aspects of the world, all of the unhappiness of the world, all of the belittling of the world is lost to me because I have long since turned that off as an unnecessary aspect of life. I've turned that off as an unnecessary aspect of being a human being. I hear what I want to hear. Every one of us hear what we want to hear. Now, should we perhaps hear more? Or should we perhaps hear less? What is our real choice in hearing? When we make a choice to hear all that is good and beautiful, when we make a choice to hear all that is uplifting, rewarding, all that really is a delight to our eyes and our ears, that's a delight to our awareness, that's a delight to our inner sensitivity, because we evaluate everything we hear. And how do we evaluate it? Do we evaluate it as good and very good, or do we make judgments about it now and then? Hearing can be the most delightful experience that we can imagine. Hearing lets us know what's going on around us by our choice. And it lets us shut off what's going on around us. So in a crowded people, in a crowded place, we can speak to our neighbor and be easily understood. We don't have to raise our voice. We just aim our attention and our voice at where we want to have it be heard. And just like Jesus on the mountaintop, speaking to the multitude, the people furthest from him and the people nearest to him all equally heard what he had to say, because he was speaking to them. He was turning his attention to them, and they heard him. Now you say, well, they can't work that. They need to have loudspeakers and so forth. Yes, that's what we think. That's what we think. And yet, when I, under my voice, speak to my dog who is off walking around somewhere next to me, and I say, Rex, come walk with me now. I'd love to have you walk with me. Good boy. And then I look down, and there he is. Where did he come from? It doesn't matter. He heard me. He heard me as he always does. He knows exactly what I'm going to do, as he always does. Now, if a dog, whose intelligence is slightly different than a human being's, can be so articulate and so tuned in to what is being said around him, we, too, can be equally tuned in with our hearing to hear everything that we want to hear all the time. Try it and enjoy it, and know it is yours. Know it is who and what you are, and know that it's so wonderful, so fantastic, so exciting, that nothing else really makes any difference at all. I love you. I love you. I love you.